At what point did you sit down and decide that you would undertake this? It's a big memoir. It's been a big life. There's been so many people too. And, you know, it must have been difficult to decide what to put in, what to leave out.
Well, it came as a surprise to me in a way that it ended up being as big as it was. And when I realised that, I tried very hard to bring a greater discipline to it. But when it boiled down, I'd been really quite disciplined from the outset. I mean, by making it a smaller book, I would have had to take out large lumps. Although most of the interviews that I did for programs like Late Line and 7:30 were what you might call interviews with serious intent, in that they might have been interviews with the Obamas and the Mandelas and the Thatchers and the Gorbachevs, or many of our own prime ministers and opposition leaders as history was being shaped and as policies were being made, as elections were being won and lost, and so on. But one of the things that kept me sane through that process was having the great privilege to be able to access some of the great creative people of the arts and some of the great thinkers of our time on programs like Late Line and 7:30. And so I did do a chapter which I called Real Celebrity, because what I'm saying there is that we live in a time where celebrity has become a much purloined, much overused, overstated phrase. And in calling it Real Celebrity, I'm saying these are people whose lives have given us cause for celebration, as opposed to somebody who's in the social pages and the Sunday papers or who has committed some kind of scandal that's given them a quick headline and 15 minutes of fame, of history. Because the book is about history. It's history in a personal sense, in the sense that as a journalist, in the particular jobs I was in, I had a wonderful, privileged ringside seat to a lot of these big milestones in our post-war history. One of my motivations in doing it was that I'd become disturbed over a long period of time at people's easy capacity to forget their history. Even some of the really big things that have burned indelibly into my memory staggered how easily other people forget them. And I was staggered at some of the things I'd forgotten as I went through. So in a way, it's, I hope, a kind of a service of stops along the way in these big big milestone moments, just remembering what they were at the time and going back and looking through my own records and the stories I wrote and the interviews I did to bring some clarity and some reflection to those times in the context of today and what we know now, and how maybe some of them we see in a different light.